The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, things quiet so far on the baseball free agency front. No new news yet. A lot of speculation out there as to what could happen with Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman's one of the biggest free agents out there. He's the biggest free agent for the Astros. I'm seeing a lot more speculation than I thought I'd see from national people, Seth, that Bregman will be back here. A lot of it centered around, I just can't picture him anywhere else.
Yeah, that's where I'm wondering. I'm seeing a lot of I've seen at least two different national writers estimate the chances of Bregman being back as basically 50-50. And that to me feel, I read that more as they don't have a clue, you know? But maybe the fact that they don't have a clue is actually a positive sign for Bregman's return, because usually most of the people would be saying, well, it's just not what the Astros do. They're going to let him walk.
Things are quiet right now. I think, you know, to me, quiet is good. If you're an Astros fan hoping Bregman's coming back, quiet. No news is good news.
There's no heated fervor or competition necessarily that the Astros aren't going to be able to compete with, perhaps.
Yeah, we haven't heard of six meetings that Bregman's taking out in L.A. with his agent or something like that, you know, or in Arizona. I know he's got a place there. The five top places for Bregman to land if he doesn't stay with the Astros. The favorite is, a little surprised by this because they're just not a very good baseball team right now. The Washington Nationals are the favorite to land Alex Bregman if he doesn't stay with the Astros, plus 450, which is 4.5 to 1. You risk $100, you win $450. What would the gut reaction be if we got a tweet from Ken Rosenthal saying Alex Bregman has signed a 6-year, $200 million deal with the Washington Nationals?
My gut reaction would be like, okay. I've got no, I mean, other than the World Series loss, it's not an intra-league rival or anything like that I don't have huge emotional feelings about. I'd say, good for them and him.
I don't even feel like it's a team we would run into if the Astros are a contender again. I don't even feel like that's a team they would run into in the World Series. You know what I mean? You're going to play them in the one obligatory series that you've got with them each year. So you'll see Bregman. I don't know if they play here or there this season. But I'm with you. I'm like, okay. I guess maybe winning immediately is not as important to him. I don't know.
I guess the immediate thing that I thought was kind of weird, I was trying to figure out, was like, okay, what did Bregman's grandfather do? Oh, yeah. He was with the Washington Senators and was part of moving them to Dallas. I don't know. The city of Washington will never accept that traitor. I don't know. He's the guy who took the Senators from us.
He was supposedly at the Commanders game this weekend, Alex Bregman.
Alex was?
Yeah, okay. So maybe that's fueling some of this. Who knows? All right, next one. Number two on the list, Detroit Tigers are 5-1 to land Alex Bregman if he chooses to leave Houston. Gut reaction, if he goes to the team that, A, is managed by AJ Hinch, and B, knock the Astros out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't I don't like the people from Detroit all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. It just it's been too much.
They've got
too
our much, number
too much
right
drama.
Now. Yeah,
yeah. Between the numerous Detroit Tigers fans who all but gave me death threats, Sean.
There was the one
on Twitter. Numerous, Sean.
Yeah, numerous.
One is a number.
That is.
Yeah, and then the rude and boorish behavior of Lions fans during our pregame show the other day. Just unacceptable. They can all go die. And no, Alex Bregman is not allowed to go to the Detroit Tigers.
I would be way more worked up about this now than I would have been like 2 months ago about him going to the Tigers. 2 months ago, I'd have been like, okay, you know, he's going to play with AJ Hinch. It sucks that he's leaving. That part would hurt me more than where he's going or whatever. But yeah, like now that Detroit has become a bit of a thorn in our side.
Yeah, and it's I'm torn with that because I'm glad that AJ Hinch, you know, didn't just win a playoff series, but he did it with some really good managing and a good strategy approach against the pitching. So that it would be nice, maybe as a redemption story a little bit, that
he can have Verlander. How's that?
What's that?
He can have Verlander.
Okay. Well,
AJ Hinch.
All right.
Yeah. You can have Verlander. You can't have
Verlander.
Bregman
doesn't need the redemption though, like Alex Bregman does.
No, I don't.
I mean, not that I don't think he personally feels he needs redemption. But
no,
it would be nice.
Yeah. Number three on the list, and we've been down this road before. The Toronto Blue Jays are third on the board to land Alex Bregman if he were to leave Houston at +550, so 5.5 to 1. We've been down this road before with George Springer in Toronto.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah. I'm emotionally not involved in that one either, and I think Toronto just has been they'll sign him, and Bregman's little nagging injuries will continue to happen, and it'll feel just like the George Springer signing for them.
Brandy was really, really upset when Springer went to Toronto. She's a big Springer fan, right?
Yeah.
Is she a huge Bregman fan too?
She she is. Okay,
she so
loves,
is she gonna handle it?
She loves
poorly?
Him defensively, especially.
Yeah.
I think she's kinda to the point where she's kinda got a calloused soul when it comes to understanding that Astros players are going to leave.
Okay.
And she just learns to love the new young guy. I actually was kind of grilling her on that the other day. And I was like, I don't know, Brandy, do you even really love any of these guys now that everybody's gone other than Altuve? And she got so offended.
She flipped out.
Oh, and then she started grilling off, like Framber and Yordan.
Yeah, she
and
listed all the
young
guys she loves. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She's basically all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a good fan. All right. These last two may get you worked up. If Toronto doesn't do it for you, how about if he went to Seattle? It's 6-1 here. If Alex Bregman went to the Seattle Mariners, that's got to make you feel a certain kind of way.
Yeah, I don't want to see him playing for the. I don't like
the Mariners at all.
No. I don't like the Mariners with or without Scott
Phonies.
Service. They were a lot worse with Scott Service when he was there.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to like that, and I don't want to see them. I don't want to see Alex Bregman be a part of turning around. So a franchise that you see all the time.
Well, they've not to get too caught up in semantics. Like if he went to Washington and they became a contender, that's turning it around. Seattle has been on the fringe. I mean, they were playoff. They played the Astros in the playoffs 2 years ago. This would be one where he could be the difference in putting them over the top. And you see him 13 times a year in the regular season, you know?
Yeah, that bothers me.
And they're annoying.
And it's within the and obviously the Astros don't have any control over it. And I don't think that would factor into Bregman's decision making. I don't want to see the Astros that often.
Hey.
But as a fan, that would hurt me.
Astros have control in it. They can give him 8 years. They can give him however much money he wants, you know? They do have that level of control. They may just choose not to exercise it. Last one. New York Yankees, 6.5 to 1. How are we feeling if Alex Bregman is in the Yankee pinstripes next year?
I don't.
Is this the worst one? What would you hate more?
Yes, you know why? You know why?
Yeah.
This is why. Because the Yankees, who just absolutely poop their pants whenever they face good pitching, or just Aaron Judge. I mean, Aaron Judge, first and foremost, he's just been an abomination in the playoffs.
Postseason,
the comparison between his playoff performance versus regular season, unacceptable. I feel like Bregman might be the guy that could help him with all of that. And through the course of his influence, no, he can't go to the Yankees.
No.
No,
yeah.
Can't do it.
For the
holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obvious reasons, and then for that reason you just said, you're right. I could see him. I could see Bregman being like finding one little thing about Aaron Judge's swing in the postseason, and it's like, hey, this is what you're doing differently here. Why are you doing this?
The amount of, for the psychological health of Astros fans, the hypocrisy of Yankees fans who would still be bashing the Astros for the being better than everybody else scandal while actively embracing Alex Bregman, it would make somebody's head literally explode.
They would still
booing
Altuve. Like,
it would. There's some poor Astros fan would have a stroke because of just not being able to handle that hypocrisy.
The hypocrisy of embracing Bregman and still booing Altuve at every Yankee game. Yes. This is Mark Feinsand, who's an MLB reporter, was on Reddit, and there were people asking like kind of like Q&A stuff, and one of the Reddit users asked about Bregman and Verlander, and he said this. He said I'd say it's 50-50 Bregman remains with the Astros, who have another big free agent decision next year with Kyle Tucker. It's difficult for me to see Houston signing both Bregman and Tucker to long-term deals. So if the Astros bring back Bregman, it could be a sign they don't think they'll be able to do the same with Tucker. Verlander, this is interesting. Verlander could also come back, though I wouldn't be shocked if A.J. Hinch tries to bring him to Detroit. Hinch was Verlander's manager in Houston. Verlander started his career with the Tigers, so going back to Detroit would be a nice full circle way for the Hall of Famer to finish his career. I could see Verlander, because Hinch was here for this, I could see Verlander being a pitcher version of what they were doing with Josh Reddick and Carlos Beltran and Brian McCann that year.
Yeah.
Where you're bringing in a vet because they're a vet. And Verlander got a lot of young pitchers on that staff.
Yeah. And a lot of the pitchers that credit Verlander with teaching them how to really take it to the next level in terms of your strategy and your approach, and both from an energy standpoint and which batters, like all of that stuff. He was a really good resource for all those guys.
They might even overpay for that because they're not paying anybody right now.
Well, and I'd actually feel good about that. I don't want to see Bregman go to Detroit, but for Verlander, that just makes too much sense. You like seeing a guy go back to where he spent the vast bulk of his career.
Yeah, no, I don't think the Astros need Verlander at this point. It's for what he is. Like,
especially in the Astros, you can't be soaking up money with players who are probably going to get injured at some point.
Yep.
Like Verlander's probably, he's old, and he's been injured a lot. He's probably going to get injured at some point.
Yep. Deion Sanders to Dallas. It's amazing how this is picking up steam. What a few wins on the college football front can do to a guy's profile. One prominent former coach proposes this and makes the case for why Deion in Dallas. We'll talk a little bit about the Texans' upcoming opponent next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.